fight fire with fire and water with water? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Renee Price, professor of earth and environment at Florida International University, explores how to stop saltwater intrusion in the Everglades with more water.
The Florida Everglades needs more fresh water to fight sea level rise. That's because more parts of the Everglades are susceptible to saltwater intrusion. My colleagues and I found sea levels rose 2.2 centimeters every year from 2011 to 2015. Something that surprised us as researchers was a notable increase of 10 centimeters in the dry season months when sea level is typically at its lowest. The result is that areas that were once flooded by seawater 70% of the year are now flooded by seawater 90% of the year. Many factors cause the drastic increases in sea level. Melting ice sheets, a strong La Nina season, and slow ocean currents allowed seawater to pile up along South Florida's coastlines. There are things we can do to save freshwater in the Everglades. In 2000, Congress created the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan to bring back water flow to the tropical wetland. It recommends resource managers release more fresh water into the Everglades. Most of that is added during the wet season. This helps fight saltwater intrusion when sea levels are highest. But saltwater can still move inland in the dry season when freshwater isn't being released. The original Everglades Restoration Plan did not take sea level rise into consideration. But to combat sea level rise in the Everglades, we need to fight water with water. Even a small amount of freshwater released at the right time of year can make a big difference, and freshwater levels in the Everglades need to be maintained higher than sea level. Because of this, we recommend resource managers deliver additional freshwater to the Everglades throughout the entire year, not just in the wet season.
That was Renee Price of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.